name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another episode of Inside United. We thank you for coming and joining us on this podcast. Today we have two young people who are students at Ambassador Bible College here in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the home office in Milford. We're very grateful for them coming here. They will share some of their experiences about them being at Ambassador Bible College. We have first Bryce Fogelson. Hello, Bryce.
Hello, Mr. Kubik.
And Audrey McGuire.
Hello.
Okay. And they're amazing young people because, first of all, I hadn't seen them before. I mean, I've maybe seen them as little kids, but I hadn't seen them before. But I do know all their parents and grandparents. That's the thing. And this is kind of amazing to my wife and I when we come and join with people that we hadn't seen in a while, is that we kind of know them because there's a lineage of people that we have seen before. So they will be talking about their experience here. So, like I said, I have known both of their families and have been getting to know them better here at ABC. I have been instructor myself for general epistles and kind of got to know them from seeing them in class for time after time. So let's start with Bryce. Bryce, tell me a little bit about yourself and why you came to ABC.
Well, I am from Phoenix, Arizona, so just a little ways away from Cincinnati. But I decided to come to ABC because I kind of hit a rough spot in life where I was doing my first year of college and, of course, COVID, everything online. But it was at a point where I was spending so much time on the work, and I knew that I could have been doing better as far as grades go than I did. It was just like all my time was being eaten up. And then one night I was reading my Bible. It was actually Matthew 6, I believe verse 33. And I realized what exactly was going wrong with my life is that I was not putting in the time that I needed to focus on God. So that's really why I decided to come up here. It was actually like a month before the application deadline was. It was in like July, so a bit of a, I don't want to say a rushed decision, because I'd kind of thought about it before and always liked the idea of coming here. I guess it just took me a long time to really justify it to myself, to take that time out of my life, away from school and work and whatnot. But with just realizing that I need to really dedicate my life to God, which is why I decided to come out here.
Well, you know, that's not a unique story. I've heard that from so many. Some have planned for it for, you know, a year or two into the future, but others have come at the last moment and they say it was almost a divine act. It was something that God wanted them to do. And then afterwards, when they look back to where they made that decision, they said, I know that God wanted me to come here because of what I've learned, the relationships that I've built here, the values that I've learned, and that kind of thing. Audrey, tell us about yourself, and why did you come to ABC?
Well, I'm from Howell, Michigan, and I guess I came here. It's always been a decision for me, really, since I heard of it like several years ago. I was like, that sounds so cool. Like, I've always wanted to go there. And I, like, kind of finally made my decision. I had this break between high school and college where I wasn't really doing anything. And I realized I had a very underdeveloped knowledge of the Bible, and I was not holding myself to the standard that I wanted to be at. And I realized I really needed to fix that. And I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to come.
So you applied when? How long before?
I applied in March, I believe. Mm-hmm.
So you kind of beat Bryce.
Yeah.
<Five months. laughs>
You kind of planned for a little bit. And are you happy with your decision?
Absolutely. 100%. I would not change it.
Bryce, what did you expect when you came here to ABC? Just coming here, you saw the catalog, you saw the classes that were listed. What did you expect?
One thing I did expect that I'd even seen in past years' classes, just knowing the people who'd gone through ABC before, is more people. This year's class, we only have 16 people, which is a lot small. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, it's actually the smallest class.
Smallest class, yes.
That does allow for opportunities for everyone to get to know each other better, to break off in their own little cliques a bit less, so that's been nice.
and it's faster to get to the lunch line.
Yeah.
I've been here with 40 people all lined up. You know, it was really quite a, you know, quite a group here. But you know, I've been an instructor here, you know, in General Epistles, and I feel like I've really got to know everybody, real well, where it's more than just a person sitting there, kind of know their personality a little bit and some of the specialty trademarks of who they are. So, Audrey, what did you expect when you came to ABC?
I honestly really expected a very busy schedule all of the time, just constantly go, go, go kind of a thing. That's not what I got at all, but that was what my expectation was, because I have a lot of former ABC students back in Michigan, and they all told me that it's so stressful, like you're always doing things and it's fun, but there's never a time of rest, really. And that was what I was expecting when I came here.
But was it?
No.
Now, Audrey, you work here, don't you?
I do, yes. Yeah,
you work with media?
I do, yeah.
And what do you do?
I am an intern for Ariana, so basically I will edit content for the United News or the Beyond Today magazines, the Compass Check, any kind of stuff like that. I'm the first set of eyes that goes over it and checks for grammar mistakes or punctuation or anything like that.
Well, you'll like that. You'll like that job when you apply to other jobs
in
the future, because those are jobs that really require a very responsible mind.
Yeah.
So we don't have some glaring proofreading errors. But oftentimes, you know, when I leave late from work, I see the light on in Ariana's office, and guess what I see? Audrey working away at her workstation. Are you working here, too?
No, I'm working at Starbucks.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to get that college paid for somehow.
Yeah.
Have you made some friends here that you didn't expect?
I mean, the people I'm probably closest to here are my roommates, Seth and Brian, because, you know, I'm with them all the time. Kind of hard to get away from them when you live in the same place.
And they're two really colorful characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both good guys. I've enjoyed spending time with them.
Mm-hmm. Audrey, can you tell us something of interest that really is special to you?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of, like, all the things I've done at ABC, and it's, like, getting to know everybody and just having so much fun while I'm here, with the first snow that we had, a couple of my roommates and I went over to the neighboring house, because there's two houses within like a block of each other that are both ABC houses. So we went over to that house and started banging on their door, and they all come out all confused. And we start off with a massive snowball fight. And that's not very... It doesn't relate a lot to classes, I know, and that kind of stuff, but it was a very special bonding moment for me, because we all just spent time together, and we were out there for 3 hours, and no one had snow gear on.
You gave them an opportunity to really practice loving their neighbors, just showing up
absolutely.
And throwing snow at them.
They had so much fun. Mm-hmm. We all did.
Well, I enjoy looking out from my office window, sometimes at lunchtime. Of course, right now it's cold and snowy and everything, but watching the ABC students out there on the lawn, sometimes on the kids' swings.
That's really, the best part.
It's really fun to, you know, really fun to watch them. And I just think of myself, I think how nice it is for them to be with each other and really like one another. And I'll honestly say that this is one of the most serious classes that I have ever talked to. You know, we have a couple of people, two or three people who are older, you know, that are retired people. But otherwise, everybody else is pretty much in the 18 through 25 range. And so it's kind of interesting to talk to the people of the various ranges. But we have really enjoyed how that younger group has related to my wife and myself. I mean, we have enjoyed the fact that they can walk up to us and talk to us, and we just really feel a sense of bonding. Audrey, tell us about your classes and some of the classes you like and a little bit about them.
Yeah, absolutely. So honestly, one of my favorite classes that I have taken so far is World News and Prophecy with Mr. McNeely. Ever since I was an itty-bitty little girl, I thought prophecy was fascinating. And it's so cool to come here and like actually learn what it was all about and finally understand everything that I'm reading and learn what it's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Does he go through like the current news or mostly general history and prophecy? How does the class go?
It's a very strong mixture of both. We start off every class with a quiz, actually. And it is a quiz of events that have happened in the past week so that we keep up on anything going on in the news and that kind of stuff. And then in the classes, he'll review the verses, the scripture, and correlate them with certain events in history, mm-hmm. as well as explaining how they will involve themselves in future events as well.
And I see that especially when he went over Daniel.
Yes.
Because of all the prophecies about the different nations rising up. And, I mean, a lot of those things, there were present fulfillments for Daniel when he was there.
Yeah.
But then a lot of the stuff also, I mean, you can read what happened in a history book. So he did a good job showing some of those events out of there.
Yeah, and there were those apocalyptic books, you know, talking yes. about the things in these times in which we live. And so there are many things that apply cyclically, which makes the class interesting, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the expository classes that you enjoy? You know, like what you learn verse by verse by verse. Can you tell me, Audrey, what some of the classes are?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, yours is probably one of my favorites that we had, General Epistles, where we just went through like James and Jude and the John and Peter and all of them. And you go through verse by verse and explaining everything that they're talking about and how it correlated in that day and how it can apply to us now. And I really appreciated how you went through and like the way you did it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't prompt you for that. That was an unsolicited comment. How about you, Bryce?
Another class, I mean, that does that, it's the other epistles class. It's the Epistles of Paul that's done by Mr. Myers. It also goes in verse by verse. And with all those letters in the New Testament, I mean, there's just so much in each individual verse. It's really cool to see how God worked through these writers with Paul and the writers of the general epistles to really get such a strong message through such short books.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much is in those books. I mean, mm-hmm. I look upon them, we call them books, but they're really a letter. And like 2nd and 3rd John, they're like 22 verses or so. Mm-hmm. Hardly a letter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People can write books on them, though. Yeah. How much is in there?
Oh, there's just so much that could be analyzed. Every single word has been analyzed and mm-hmm. translated into over 3,000 languages and mm-hmm. dialects. The Bible truly is a miraculous piece of literature. No, nobody could have envisioned it. And it's a book that starts with God creating man and the Garden of Eden. Man departs the Garden of Eden. Then you have the whole story of the Bible all the way through the redemption through Jesus Christ. And then at the very end, the Garden of Eden appears once again,
yeah.
and it shows the salvation of mankind. It's a beautiful story. You couldn't write a script that well, you know, a Hollywood script, you know, that really tells a beautiful story of a loving God who wants to teach us lessons and who wants a forever relationship with us.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's the thing is that, you know, maybe I'm doing too much of the talking, but what we have tried to do with the classes is have an expository approach of where we want to tell you what the words mean, you know, just mm-hmm. what the words mean. And then we want to tell you what those words meant to the audience that they were intended for.
Mm-hmm. And that then, right there with speaking to the audience from that time, that's really what adds a lot of the context and depth that we don't get nowadays because, I mean, just how people talk and think changes a whole lot over 2,000 years. So being able to dive into that really brings out a lot more of what God was really saying there.
And yet, we as human beings are just like the human beings mm-hmm. for a long time ago who didn't have Facebook.
Yeah. You know,
or had some of the conveniences and technology of now. People have the same fears, loves, you know,
yeah.
and all the things that they have. And then finally, the last thing that we do in the teaching of the word is to see how it applies to us now. It's not just something that we kind of look at and say, isn't that wonderful, these words that, you know, God has written? No, how does it apply to you? And how does it make a change in you? How does it transform you? How does it, you know, change the way you think?
Exactly, the personal application.
Personal application. Audrey, would you, this is a silly question,
sorry.
Would you recommend others to come to ABC?
Absolutely. 100%. It's been the best year of my life. Mm-hmm. Well, the 6 months of my life that I've been here. I've made stronger friends than I have at work or at school, and I've learned more about myself than I have in the 17 years before I came here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that when I went to Ambassador College, the one long time ago in California and then the one in England, is that I felt like the same thing. There was a bonding of students. It wasn't just people coming from all walks of life, and they all went back to their own walks of life mm-hmm. after they were done. We were all together one in spirit and one in thought.
Yes.
Now, things have changed over time, but nonetheless, mm-hmm. when I think of the pure reason that I went to learn the Bible, to learn things about the Bible, and to develop the proper relationships and learn how to live, you know, how to think, you know, how to control my mind, all that. Mm-hmm. That was something that has stayed with me for all these years.
Yeah, and it's amazing because instead of getting that for a week or mm-hmm. just a few days or anything like that, instead we have that feeling of God's people together every single day for months on end, and it's just an incredible thing to experience.
Audrey, how would you say that this has changed your life from what you were before? Because you sound like you were a pretty together person before you came here. But how, if you were to say, wow, I didn't realize this about me and here's how I think, can you tell me anything?
In particular, there was one thing. I did not realize how judgmental of a person I was before I came to ABC. I thought I was a pretty kind person, pretty compassionate. And then I came here and I started interacting with the others, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm a really mean person sometimes. And I'm so thankful for that realization, because I believe that I've changed a lot since then and that I truly do have a better understanding of other people and more compassion for them.
Well, one of the reasons and one of the responsibilities in becoming a Christian is to frankly repent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're already together and everything is right in your life, then you have nothing to repent of. But you find out that there are things deeper that you need to control, you know, in your thoughts, how you feel, jealousy, envy,
yeah.
lust, mm-hmm. greed, you know, all those things. They are in one degree or another in us, but we have to control them. And I'm glad to see this type of thing. And when we talk about baptism and what the requirements are, those things, you know, have to be there. I would say that my favorite time of the day was always ABC class. Mm-hmm. Always yeah. bantering with the students, you know, kidding with them.
And arguing on those test questions.
And usually I'm a softie, I would give it to them. But I've always wanted people to learn and to be able to speak back. How about some other classes that, can you tell me how you felt about comparative religion, for example?
That one's interesting because it's the only class in ABC that, despite this being a Bible school, teaches heresy. It has been good to see how people around the world think, and it's not just some silly stories that they believe. I mean, it's how they look at the entire world, really. So the comparative religion, it's good to get a good perspective on just mm-hmm. how people in the world are thinking.
Mm-hmm. As far as other religions are concerned. Mm-hmm.
Other religions and lots of different sects of Christianity, because as most people know, I mean, there are so many different denominations and sects, like even Catholics and Orthodox, that they have much different doctrines from each other. And then obviously that's much different from what we teach here as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have things that we believe mm-hmm. because of the purity of just taking it straight from the Bible. Mm-hmm. Of course, other people say that too, but what I read, what it says, I believe it.
Yeah.
And it's not something I've got to have a mind twister on. It's something which is obviously pops out. Speaking of other activities, are you both in the choir?
Yes. I'm actually kind of in charge of it.
Oh, really?
I'm the music coordinator for the class, although we do have Micah and Chad over us, and then Mr. Ken Shoemaker over them.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the music, it's an optional thing that you could join here at ABC, but it's highly encouraged, and I myself would encourage it, of course, being the music guy.
It's very recommended.
Mm-hmm. We have multiple songs that we do as a full choir, and then also small group songs where it's just a few people out of the class throwing a song together, and we perform a total of, well, we're learning 12 songs, 8 small group songs and 4 choir songs. Mm-hmm. And we go around and perform the choir songs, then 4 of those small group songs at different congregations just around the area. So we're going to actually start that in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be traveling around performing all these songs. It's been good to be a part of that and to be learning all these songs and to be helping other people learn these songs as well.
Well, that's quite a service. I used to be a pastor of a church that ABC Choir came to every year. And that was a big event, you know, for our congregation when the ABC came, because they brought a minister along with them who gave the guest sermon, and the ABCers sang, you know, choir songs, and they sang solos and small groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it took about a half an hour or so, and just really made it a wonderful experience. And then we fed them. We usually had an international meal or something, you know, for that. So you're going to be starting that, going to various churches. And I'll be going along with you to Indianapolis.
I think
that's
cool.
That'll be a good time.
April 2nd. That's where our family is, and I was hoping to get up there for that. So I have a chance for you to say some final words. Audrey, anything you'd like to say?
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, letting us come along and explain our experience and help others to make their decision. And just, I really hope whoever's listening, that if you're debating ABC, that you come, because it's just the most amazing year you'll ever have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it here first. We have these testimonials from these people right here in front of me. How about you, Bryce?
I mean, we have the testimony of 2 witnesses that ABC is a good thing. For anyone who just has the time available and really has a desire to go so in-depth in the Bible, I mean, come to ABC. You'll learn a lot and realize that there's a whole lot more to learn even after this.
Well, thank you both for joining me here on Inside United. We have really, really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, our audience, for joining us here on Inside United. We hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. We'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at podcast@ucg.org. podcast@ucg.org. I love getting emails from our listeners. You can find us on the ucg.org website. Go to the main homepage and click on the podcast button on the main menu bar. So thank you. Tell your friends about Inside United. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again next week.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.